Hey, you're listening to the Geeks for the Win podcast with your host, William, a.k.a. PoetXO44, and his co-host, Stuart, known across the internet as a casual player, and maybe even a special guest or two. They will indulge your geeky fascination with movies, TV shows, video games, and comic books, anything and everything considered geek. And now over to William.
And welcome to another episode of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we simply just geek out over, you know, a variety of topics, you know, from movies to TV shows, video games, comics, you know, whatever we just feel like geeking out over about. Today, we are recording on June 8th at 8:37 Central Standard, and this is, today we're going to be geeking out over Red Dead Redemption. But before that, I want to introduce my co-host, Stuart.
Howdy.
And
across the internet, it's Casual Terror.
Oh, yes. And we have two guests today. Well, I'm going to go oldest first. And
fuck you.
you
and
may know
great as you go from there.
Exactly. You may know him from Talking About Gamers podcast as Fadios.
Hey, what's going on? And, yeah, my real name is Jason, since I'm allowed to tell you on this podcast. I'm not allowed to tell you on the other one, so.
I did not know that. You're not allowed to?
No, I'm just joking. We just prefer to use gamer tags because our whole show is based on the community and using, you know. Now I'm saying you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know.
You don't know.
No.
But I do. No. And then we have Jaybird. 360.
Hey,
the Scar Cat.
Hey, everyone. What's up?
Okay.
Worst intro ever. All right, go.
You just kept going, debit. It's like, okay, I'm from Scarcasm.
Yes, right. He is. And, okay, well, like I said, you know, today is about Red Dead Redemption. And we all know, if you've been a listener for a while and you're in the part of the Talking About Gamers community and all that, you know that Jaybird has hyped this game, like, unbelievable. I mean,
fuck yeah.
And Jaybird, do you want to tell us why you've been hyping this game before you even got to play it? Before you even, I mean, what made you think this game was going to be awesome? I don't think you've ever really explained much about that.
It was a mix of things. I like Westerns. I mean, I just recently started liking Westerns, so I was kind of on a Western kick for a while. And couple with that, and I'll have, you know, my dad loves Westerns. It'll be something to play with him. I'm just made by Rockstar. You can't go wrong with GTA in the West. Just a bunch of things, and it was pretty fun to hype it up anyway, so.
Interesting. Personally, for me, this game seemed different, but when I got to play it at PAX East, I started to, you know, really get hyped for it. Stuart, what was your impressions of it before it released? Were you hyped like Jaybird, or?
No, actually, it was just the opposite. I was actually kind of hoping it sucked in spite.
You suck.
But I was wrong.
And Jason, what about you?
Well, honestly, I didn't care about this game much at all for quite a while. Up until I heard about the free roam stuff and the fact they were trying to completely revamp that whole concept. Because honestly, like, I know it's a little bit sacrilegious, but I fell in love with the Grand Theft Auto series, the first one, when 3 came out. But I even played the overhead ones back in the day on the PC. But about San Andreas, about halfway through that, I really kind of got burnt out on the whole being a thug and being in the city and just, and I haven't really gotten into 4 yet, so I was just kind of burned out on that whole vibe. So the cowboy thing was interesting to me, but I didn't think it was going to work. But the closer we got to the last few weeks where I started hearing a lot more about it, started watching the videos on it, I realized, yeah, this could actually be something, like, really, really good. And then the review started coming out, or, you know, and so I was pretty much a last-minute jumping on the bandwagon right before the train rolled into town. But, yeah.
Alrighty. I guess, we can go towards our initial thoughts of the game, you know, like the first couple hours into it. Jaybird, you want to go again since this is, like, your game?
Yeah, this is my game. I hope Rockstar pays me for this, all this free publicity I've given them. But
then it wouldn't be free publicity, would it?
Oh yeah, you got me again there.
They created a game for you to play. That's payment enough, right?
Yeah. I paid them $60 to play this, but the story is one of the better stories I've seen out of this. With every game, they get more and more. They get more mature in the story and more realistic, and a lot of people wouldn't like that. Here, hold on for a second, sorry. God damn it.
Fail.
Hey, homie, can you edit this shit together? Hold on. I'm sorry, hold on. Fuck.
I should just say no, not edit a single thing. Just
dude, your balls can wait till afterwards to be scratched. Seriously. You can't scratch his balls and talk at the same time.
Well, he's excited. No. They finally dropped. I mean, come on.
You gotta find him first. That's the problem.
I'm talking about my nuts. All right, I'm back.
That's right. He's a minor. Sorry. We might get in trouble.
Yeah, I should probably edit this out. No.
Sorry about that. Somebody was knocking at my damn door. All right. Sorry about that. Do you just want to restart it, or what do you want to do?
It's up to you. Do you want to restart it?
Just start from your response when he asked you if you wanted to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. What was the question again?
Your initial thoughts of when it came out, okay. like your first few hours of playing it. What'd you think of it?
Okay, the first few hours of the game are really the slower point of it. God damn it! What the on? Sorry about this.
Epic
fail.
No, this
should not be edited.
Epic fail.
Oh, shit. Okay, sorry about this. Somebody kept on. It's somebody outside. I don't know, my neighbor or something. Damn it. Okay.
You do it again, I'm contacting Scarfinger. I'm just telling you.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
All right, that's it.
Well, Fahios, do you want to give us your initial thoughts?
No. I got it. Okay.
Now he's ready. Okay.
Okay. Just start right now, and then you'll edit together.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm edited.
Okay. My initial thoughts on the game were that the environments are the best that Rockstar has come out with yet. The story is a lot more mature than it usually is. In some cases, it's not. They still have the wacky characters, but it's a lot toned down other than with Seth, which is he's got to be my favorite one. Although I did like the original GTAs where it was just over-the-top insanity. And I kind of miss it, but at the same time, I'm glad that they've kind of matured and gone in a new direction.
Interesting. Well, Fadios?
Well, yeah, just to piggyback right off that, my very first impression as he gets off of the train, and there's some whore there that says something about whatever, and he says that he's married. And I was like, huh, that's really, really interesting, because the one constant thing I hear from family members that don't understand the GTA series and stuff is that all they've heard is that, you know, you can pick up a prostitute and go bang her out in the car. And that's like, of course, they've heard the absolute, like, in their minds, the worst parts of that game. But right off the bat from this game, you can't sleep with the horse. And I was kind of surprised by that. And then following that tradition, when you go to the ranch and you're hanging out with the one chick, he's real polite. He calls her ma'am. He calls her Mrs.
McFarlane.
Yeah. He calls her Mrs. McFarlane the whole time.
Call me Bonnie.
And it not only was it like surprising, but then I realized like how true to like that Western world that they allowed the story to be. Like, is they instead of dictating the story based on wanting to put in certain content, the content was basically dictated by the world that they created. You know what I mean? So it's like they created this Western world and they had these Western type values and the same type of whatever that you would see in movies and in TV from that era. And they kind of just stayed true to that, which I think that actually brought me into the story, brought me into the game, much more than I fell in love, like basically at that point. So, I was pleasantly surprised that they went that well.
Interesting.
Went that well. I don't know what that means, but that's a new phrase. Not for nothing.
Stuart?
My first thoughts of the game, I just got done playing GTA 4, like, a couple days before. I played a little, like, the opening part of it, and it just almost kind of mirrored the intro a little bit. Like, with the car coming, with the car on the crane, it just kind of got me as, you know, this is going to be GTA with a horse. But, and even, you know, some of the controls were almost the exact same. Some of the HUD elements were the exact same. But that's not to the game's fault. That is what I was kind of used to play a game like this. So, and then, one thing I really noticed was it just kind of drops you in without much explanation. Like, that's just kind of a theme through the entire game is, you know, you might get a quick little message telling you how to do something in the corner, and by the time you see it, it's gone. And you could not see it. You've no idea what it said. It's not going to reappear. So.
Well, they have a notes section for that pause menu.
Oh, the
in your journal. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Are you talking about whenever they, like, you have a something come across a screen, like some information, and then it just goes away?
Yeah, kind of like to get on the horse, press Y or something like that.
They actually have a little place in the menu that tells you all the past 50 things that's come up on your HUD, like what a character said or like a direction or, you know, stuff like that. So they do have that.
Okay, I never noticed that.
Interesting. Well, you guys basically pretty much said it. I mean, I thought this was just going to be, you know, GTA 4 in the West, but, you know, when I started playing it at PAX East, I got really excited for it. And when I found out it really wasn't the same guys who made GTA, you know, it was the guys who did the Midnight Club and all that, I was a little more intrigued then, especially when I heard it's their biggest universe or their biggest world yet that they were claiming. And it's pretty big. It's a pretty big world.
I just want to say for the to answer that question you had, casual, and for anybody else that wanted to know, you go into the journal and you have the first option is brief and it has notes and you can read the past 50 lines or information that you need. So
okay.
Just to clear that up.
Alrighty.
Just to make sure it's clear, Stuart, it's right there and really easy to find. And,
okay, that I just never saw. Yep. Okay.
I'm just trying to rub it in a little bit because, you know, I'm just.
That was funny, but I guess we can go into gameplay, the actual, you know, controls and. Who wants to start this one off?
I'll start it off. The first thing that I really like about this game is the physics. The Euphoria engine, they really fixed that up with taking advantage of it with the lasso and the guns and the way they react to the weapons, being able to being able to do whatever you want. The gameplay is so open ended, and you know it's not going to have as much stuff to do as Oblivion, but it's got enough to do to keep you occupied for months and months and months.
Like the lowrider buggies.
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Really?
No.
You guys have not come across that glitch.
That glitch, yes. Whenever they fly into the air?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't come across that yet, but I've had a few glitches.
I guess I'll go next. As far as controls go, I really like these controls. I think they just seemed a lot better than GTA 4, especially the shooting. Oh, I hated shooting in GTA 4. But shooting's really fun in this game.
Shooting was really, really improved from GTA 4.
I thought it was basically the same. I mean, it's been a while since I played GTA 4, but what did they change?
I honestly couldn't tell you, but it just felt a lot better. I mean, it felt fun to shoot in this game.
It was a lot less dummy-proof.
Yeah. The weapons are a lot more accurate than GTA 4. I do remember that. Even though it's about 80 years in the past, or more than that, 120.
I guess. I don't want to do the math right now, but...
Yeah, you all know I'm not good at math.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was 1902 when the game started, right? So
it was
1911.
So yeah, I really screwed that one up.
Yeah.
I thought it was 1911 when the game ended. Whatever.
No,
I don't remember. I'm not worried about the dates too much. My grandma was born in 1911, for the record. Anyways.
Okay.
that's important information to know. So.
Videos fun fact.
I like to throw them out there. No, yeah, I messed around with the shooting and put it on casual, normal, and expert. And honestly, I think the normal one is the easiest one to use. I think casual has more of a target lock on it. It actually bugs the crap out of me because you'll try to go on something else and it'll snap back sometimes, especially like when you're in Deadeye. I'm like, well, this is dumb. But I'm actually prefer the normal, but I love the way you can just snap onto people, and if you get your timing right, where you're spamming your left and right triggers in the right order, even in the free play, dude, you can just destroy people if they don't know what they're doing. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you mentioned Deadeye. You want to talk about that some more? What did you think of that?
I actually liked it, but I thought. It seemed like I could have it pretty much whenever I wanted it, which I guess that's fine. It doesn't need to be too much of a challenge, but like I didn't use it a whole lot, but every once in a while, like with certain events, I would just pop it on and just use it because I hadn't used it in a while. And then there were certain times, like when I was trying to get certain achievements, I would use it. But other than that,
I use it all the time.
Oh, really?
Especially when you're riding a horse and you're being attacked by bandits, I would use it. Like that would be how I would kill them.
Yeah,
I was used Deadeye every single time.
Does the leveling system in the Deadeye bother you? Because you go through three levels, and the first level is where you have it automatically paints the target. The second level, I can't really remember what that does, if it does anything.
Oh, the first one had no red X. The second one did the automatic paint, and then the third one you mark your target.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, so just the first one, it just automatically gave you a red X, and
no,
that was it.
No, the first one just kind of just slowed down time.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, first one was just basically bullet time.
Okay.
But you mentioned riding Stuart, and that just brought up one gameplay complaint I have. Whenever you had to ride the stagecoaches or whatever, I hated that. Especially when they were timed, that was probably one of the worst parts of the games for me. Honestly, it was just so hard to ride those things.
I hate timed missions, but you know, they gave you so much time. Like I got there with half the time left every single time.
I was glad that they didn't. You didn't have to have a perfect run to make those work because that would have really pissed me off.
Yeah, me too.
Really,
there was one race in Vice City that. Probably took me like half a week to do because it had to be like you had to be just right on it or I was doing something wrong. I don't know, but I was actually glad that they gave you some free time on those.
Well, see, my problem would be I would be trying to drive the damn carriage or whatever stagecoach and freaking it. I would go off a cliff or something because it wouldn't turn right. You know, the turning just was difficult for me in that game. Maybe it was just. I sucked at it.
It had a weird guide system to it. Like, if you're on a road and you start shooting, it would stay on the road, kind of. Like, I don't know. It was kind of weird. Like, cause I know sometimes I'd be shooting and it would turn. And then I even read a thing once that said it's not going to follow the exact path you need to go, but it will stay on the road while you're shooting, which didn't always work perfectly, but it was kind of an interesting thing that they added to it.
Yeah, I just much would rather just have rode my horse than drive the damn stagecoach.
Yeah, there was one, and I'm trying to remember which one it was. I think it was with the miracle guy, where like it kept failing at a weird part, and I don't know if it was glitching or if there's something I was just not missing or I was not getting. I mean, but it would just like it'd be like, oh, the stagecoach was ruined. I'm like, it was? I don't know how it got ruined, but But other than that, I didn't have too much problem with it. I hated the one in Mexico, though. That one was horrible.
When you had to drive the sister?
Yeah, because she was so annoying.
Yes. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to get on a shooter myself, but the game wouldn't let me.
See, the races, the one you had to do it racing against other people, that took me a couple tries, but that wasn't the one I hated the most. I hated that the one in Mexico, that one. Oh.
Okay, yeah. Okay, talking about the race, the first race with the carriage, I must have done absolutely awesome, because in the cutscene they were talking about falling rocks and other things. I never saw any of that, because I was so far ahead of everybody else in that one.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem with that one either. I got through real fast. In fact, on all the races were like those races were actually pretty simple. And the other thing is weird is they had a few and then they didn't have any more for the rest of the game.
Yeah, it was
kind of all in that first section. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They should have as popular as racing was in GTA 4. I'm surprised they didn't add a horse racing to the Red Dead multiplayer.
Even some optional racing, you know, some side quest stuff that you could do if you wanted, you know.
Well, who says they won't with DLC, though?
I say they won't.
Yeah, probably so.
No, I'm just kidding. No, they might.
It's always good to hope, though.
Yeah. Well, the last thing I'm hoping for is races, but if they put that in two, then that's great. I'm just hoping for more of what we got, because it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other gameplay, you know, y'all want to talk about?
Okay, the only problem I had with the game was how you switch your guns.
Damn it, I was supposed to say that.
That, like, it got on me every single time I had to. Like, I had to switch.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I would almost die every single time, or I would die.
I wish they would have put at least a lot of guns that use the wheel like that, or a lot of games that have the wheel, they'll have, like, you can switch to your last weapon. Like, I know Mass Effect has something like that with where you can at least switch back and forth to your last weapon. So you could have two active weapons, basically. Well, that we can, you know, the lasso and the gun or whatever.
What they should have done is have, like, a quick mapping system, because I'm playing the game right now, and I'm pressing the D-pad, and it does absolutely nothing other than calling your horse, and that's about it. They could have mapped where you could have your gun on your left D-pad, then your rifle on the right and everything, you know?
Well, yeah, you have three buttons to call your horse, and then you push down, and it zooms the map back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could even You could put one on your left and one on your right. You could put whatever you wanted on those two, and you could automatically switch them. Or even if you tap the left bumper, instead of holding it, if you tap it, it'll switch your weapon to your previous weapon.
Yeah.
You know, something. There's so many things they could have done, and that's the one thing I totally 100% agree, because especially early on, I would have the wrong thing out. I'd have the lasso out, or I'd try to switch to the rifle, and I'd accidentally switch to the fists. I'd be sitting there trying to punch somebody, and four people were shooting me.
Yeah, every single time, like, I was caught with the wrong weapon, it was always the lasso.
Yeah.
I had to, like, I became very, very trained at use the lasso, switch to the rifle, and then get back on the horse. Like, it was like my normal procedures, you know, but.
Another control issue. Looking back and Deadeye should not have been the same button.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. Because, you know, you look back and then you try to go Deadeye and then it wouldn't do anything. Or you would be face forward and try to look back and go Deadeye.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really have that problem, but I see where it could be for some people.
Yeah, and we were talking about calling the horse. That was just, I like that, but there was no consequences with, you know, your horse dying. You're really and truly, your horse could die, you could just call another one. It could die, and a minute later, you could just call another one.
Unless you had one of the three-star breeds. Like the three top breeds in the game. If you were riding that and it died, you were called, you know, just regular horse.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you could just, you could at least get a horse. No matter what.
But would you rather be, you know, your horse die in the middle of a canyon and have to walk all the way out, and it'll take about 20 minutes to get out of the canyons?
Right.
Well, I didn't say I'd
run back to town.
Yeah, I didn't say I would want it. I just said that was a bit unrealistic right there. They could have, I don't know. No, you could have just made a campfire and gone to the waypoint or whatever, like you can.
Yeah, but I think they wanted to. When making that decision, it's like either A, they could make us go all the way back, get a horse, then have to ride back up to there, and then finish our quest. Just because a random cougar like jumped up and killed their horse. Like, I think they'd rather. Obviously that's happened to all of us. How many times? Or like you kill two bears and the third one jumps out and kills your horse. But I think they'd rather just say, you know what, we'll let you have, because I think the horses went in order for the horses that you got. They would go backwards in the order. Because I'd got 8 different horses, and then I'm like, yeah, I remember this horse. As my horses were dying off, and I realized hunting bears should be done on foot, not on horse. But I've lost so many horses. But yeah, so I think they just made the decision of, you know what, we'll just let them have a horse easy. That way they're not irritated by. Because, I mean, think about it. You'd have to go back to town, get a horse, and come back out. Or you'd have to walk around on foot for the rest of that quest you're doing when you're looking. You might be looking for picking flowers. You might be doing who knows what. I think they just wanted to make it easier on us because the game's long enough without that.
Yeah, because if you think of, like, in GTA, there's cars all around us.
Yeah.
Like, if you lose a car, oh, there's another one right there. With, you know, a Western like this, you don't have that option.
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't say I would have them take it out. I just said it was an unrealistic, you know, thing.
Yeah, it was. One of the other gameplay issues, speaking of calling, I don't want to harp on this issue forever, but when you call the horse and he runs, or she, I would say she, because it was kind of temperamental, she runs past you and she's like 10 feet ahead of you and you run up to the horse and it just keeps running away from you?
Yes.
And then you stop and it stops and then you run toward it and it's running away from you. And then I just shoot it, and then I have to call another one. But, I mean, I would just spam the call to horse, and then eventually it would realize I'm behind it. It would turn around. And I don't think that was planned, and I think that might just be a little bit of a
glitch.
Not really a glitch, but yeah, maybe it's a bug or just not okay.
Yeah. We're talking about the horse. My sister is...
Speaking of horses.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me finish the story first. Okay, My sister has... 20-something 4-H medals for riding horses. So she knows a thing or two about riding a horse and what a horse looks like when it runs. And I had her watch, you know, the horse run. And I was like, does that look realistic to you? Because it doesn't really to me. She's like, yeah, if it's on steroids. Because the bulging muscles in its ass.
Oh, the ones Golf Rat loved at the beginning?
Yeah.
A little too much.
And you know, she even commented on the issue where the horse is walking away. She's like, "That's not a very good horse because the horse is supposed to stop."
Right.
Yeah.
And even, you know, getting on the horse is supposed to stay still.
Right.
And she noticed that as well.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess as much as I think we all like the horse, but I guess we had a lot of issues with the horse as well.
Oh. I will tell you a way to get around the, you know, if you have one of the best horses in the game, how to get it back. Buy it at the general store.
Yeah, then you have it permanently.
Yes.
I actually have all three now, and I feel special.
I haven't bought all three, but I've
Yeah, I had a bunch of extra
I've
money.
I've broken all three.
Yeah, I just bought them all because I'm like, sometimes I feel like a white horse, sometimes I feel like a black horse, sometimes I feel like a gold one, you know.
Oh, like I said, I spent a lot of money playing the poker, trying to get that achievement, so I haven't really been able to buy too much else. Because those damn Blackwater poker players, they fucking cheat. They gotta cheat.
That's why I blow a hole in the face every time I lose.
But then you don't got anyone to play with for a while.
Always reload. That's the magic of a video game.
You know, just a side thing, they did a... IGN did their thing with Jess, what's her face, looks like Megan Fox's older sister.
Yes.
You can load that one game where that one poker game at the beginning of the mission. You keep reloading that over and over again. You start with 1,000 chips. All you have to do is win 2,000 chips. So if you 200, yeah. But yeah. Since you have 1,000 already, you have a good shot of having a $2,000 pot. If you don't get it, you reload the mission again and try again. And it's a good way to get that achievement. I went to Blackwater and I just won, but
yeah, that's about what I did.
Well, yeah, I suck at poker, so.
Well, that's exactly what. If you're not that good at poker, that's a great way to get it.
Yeah, see, I'm good at poker, but yeah, like I said, those they cheat it. You know, I'd have like a straight, you know. I'd have
cheat back.
I didn't know that till
better.
And it's actually kind of hard, kind of. Yeah, the first time I tried to cheat, that was, I had no idea what I was doing. Because all of a sudden, an arrow popped up. I didn't get what to do with it.
Yeah, it's not easy to cheat. Like, the first time, you gotta actually figure out how the whole thing works. Because you gotta balance it out. But I actually think it's pretty cool, because once I got it down, dude, I was cheating left and right and having fun with it.
Oh, yeah. I sure enjoyed playing, even though I kept losing a lot. But I guess if we do any more, you know, any complaints or, you know, praise on gameplay?
I think we're good.
Cougars. Okay. Terrible. Terrible creatures.
Those things are awesome. All you have to do is have your headset on, turn the volume up, because you hear that little roar before they attack.
Sometimes you don't.
Almost every time, yeah. Well, actually, I have a funny story about the cougars. You know that one event where the girl's like, help, I'm stranded, and then she steals your horse?
Yeah.
The first time I saw that event, I was up on the hill, whatever. I jump off my horse. I'm like, oh, this girl needs help. So I start walking over. She jumps on my horse. I turn around to shoot her, and a cougar jumps on my back and tried to kill me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on, dude? So I never saw a cougar before, and I never saw that event before. So
the chick and the cougar are in it together.
Yeah, I thought that was like, this was the event. I'm like, what the hell? Like, this is a crazy-ass event. But then I realized later that, no, it was just two random occurrences happening at the same time.
That's awesome.
You know, it's weird for me. I rarely ever see a cougar, if at all. You know, I've actually come face-to-face with them. Like, I mean, I come in contact with bears more than anything. Bears are my cougar. I hate those sons of bitches.
Oh, I see wolves all the time. It's always wolves.
Oh, man.
I've killed so many hundreds of wolves.
Mine's rabbits. Wait, what?
I just had a field day a few hours ago in this game. I went to the ranch. I don't know if we can spoil or anything yet. But I just went to this ranch, and I just sat there, and a whole pack of wolves would come up. I'd shoot them. I'd skin about three of them, and before I could even skin them all,
more would come. Yeah, I was there too, and it'd be like 20 something you know.
By the end of it, I had 50 pelts and $900 of easy money.
I know exactly where you mean. I did that too.
There's actually a spot where that also happens with bears.
Really?
And you can get that achievement that way.
Oh, damn.
Dude, all I know is every time I saw a bear, there was two more somewhere really close. So I killed like bears in groups of three for a long time. And then now, like, it doesn't happen all the time. First, like, seven or eight times I faced the bear, there was two more right by him. So I got used to killing the bear and then turning around and looking.
Well, I guess with that, we can go on to our favorite characters of the game. This game really has had some really good, unique, interesting characters. And some really weird ones, too.
Yeah.
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 So, Fadios, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Well, right off the bat, I really liked Bonnie McFarlane. I thought that was a great character. It was a well-balanced character. Just it was kind of an interesting, you know, and that goes off what I said earlier with the way that that John Marston was respectful toward her and the whole thing. I also liked, I liked a lot of characters. I liked the Marshal, actually, even though I wish we would have seen him a lot more. I feel like that character could have been much bigger, but he really felt like a traditional, you know, was he the marshal or was he a sheriff?
He was a marshal.
Yeah, he was a marshal. Sorry, I just brain farted for a second. But he seemed like a traditional character you would see in a Western movie. That's why I liked him so much. He really felt like he fit there. And then there's a bunch of other characters, but I'm not going to harp on too many. But the one I liked the least was Seth, even though it seems like everybody loves Seth. He just bugged the crap out of me.
I'm with you there.
Fine to be old.
He just seemed a bit too, you know, creepy, you know, just to be creepy.
I felt like John Marston would have probably shot him before he got help from him. But then again, he did have a mission, and that guy was going to help him get to that point. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Stuart?
See, I don't know if I can pick one favorite character.
You don't have to pick one. I mean, you just favorite character.
Any of the main characters in New Austin.
Yeah.
The New Elizabeth, I think that's what Mary was called. the where Blackwater is. Those I didn't mind so much, but the ones in Mexico, I couldn't stand any of them.
Yeah.
Especially Reyes. Oh my god, I hated Reyes.
All of those characters are so forgettable in Mexico. None of them really stood out to me at all. I can't even remember any of their names.
Really? You mean DeSanta didn't, as John Marston would say, DeSanta?
Yeah, I like
didn't
that.
Stick out to you?
Yeah, I can't remember which was which, but the
fucking laugh just got on my nerves.
Yeah, I can't even remember any of their names. Like, they're the only.
Part of the problem with Mexico is all the pretty much all the male characters were dirtbags on both sides. You know, the good guys, the government and the rebels, they were all just a bunch of dirtbags. The only respectable people were a couple of females, and they had whiny voices that bugged me. So
yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, like, they went from, yeah, and then the one dude that kept forgetting all the girls' names. At first, it was kind of funny, but it was kind of pathetic too. But, yeah.
That was Reyes.
Yeah,
that was Reyes.
That guy was one of my favorites from Mexico. He's the only one that really stood out. That guy.
Oh wow.
He was cool. He wasn't my favorite, but he was pretty cool.
Well, who was your favorite, Jaybird?
My favorite, I don't know his name. He was literally in two missions. He was in with Irish, and he had like a bad case of stuttering, and he was funny as hell for those two missions he was in.
He was in two? That was just one.
Really? It was only one?
Yeah, I think it was just one.
See, he was only in one mission, and he was my favorite character. I don't know why they didn't add him in some more of it.
I think I know who you're talking about, but...
Yeah,
I can't believe I can't remember his name, but his name said something
about...
He had a nickname that basically said he was a stutterer, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
It's just really odd.
Yeah, but that guy was hilarious. I was going to pick Seth as my favorite, but, I mean, I don't know. He was kind of a... I don't know.
You can dislike him even though I didn't. It's okay.
No. It was just... I was thinking thoughts about him. I don't know. He's kind of a... I don't really know how to explain it.
Seth is kind of hard to explain.
Yeah. Yeah. If you guys haven't read any of the newspapers, have you at all?
I read a few of them.
Yeah, I did.
You basically learn what happens to everyone by the end of those newspapers. I think towards the last one, they pretty much wrap all the characters up and tell you what happened to them.
Oh, wow.
The last one was depressing, actually.
Really? I thought it was pretty... I mean,
because there's the one. What was the one guy? The
Irish.
Yeah, no, there's one guy in Mexico I liked. One of the first guys you meet. He was a hero, and he went down there to help him out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean
the one I liked in Mexico.
The white dude, the old country, you know, retired cowboy type dude.
Yeah. He passed away.
In the last paper they said he passed away. I was like, oh, kind of, but it. Fitting of the story, which we'll get into later, I have the Lewis. Was it Lewis Pickering? Is that him? No, that was
Pickett. Some like Pickett or something.
Ricketts.
That's it.
Landon Ricketts. Yeah, I sent y'all the wiki for all the characters. Should be in the chat.
Oh, yeah, it is. I just now saw it.
Yeah, well, my favorite character, was Wes Dickens. I love that character.
Yeah.
I just love that character. I just thought he was just hilarious. I mean, I was really upset not to see him. I loved when you went into Blackwater and you saw him again, you know, and you were like, let him go, you know, when he was getting arrested. I loved that. I loved seeing him there, but I was upset they didn't bring him back, you know, for to help you out anymore.
I think it was fitting story-wise that he went on, well... When we get to the story, I'll explain that more. But, yeah, I think him not being there for the rest of it and him going off was fitting.
Yeah, that's true. Well, as far as my least favorite, I couldn't stand his kid, you know? The kid?
Yeah.
Jack?
Yeah, I couldn't stand Jack. Oh.
I'll say I still can't stand Jack.
Yeah. we'll get into that, yes. We'll definitely get into that. Well, I guess we can go into like our favorite. What were your favorite mini games actually? Like, but you know, there's so many mini games.
I like the one with the knife where you do
the five-finger fillet.
Yeah, because, I don't know, I think some people had troubles with it. Like, once you get the pattern down, I would just, every time I needed money, like, early in the game when I was more broke, I'd go over there, get $100 real quick, and then go buy what I needed every time. Like, that's why I like that one, because it was like, it was the guaranteed $100 every time I went over there.
Yeah, the thing about the mini games is, all but the poker and maybe, well, just the poker, all of them were basically pointless once you got, enough money to, do whatever you wanted. Like, you just want to go to, the poker table.
The blackjack was fun, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the, gambling mini games were fun.
Blackjack is my game. That is my game. I absolutely love to see it in there. I played so much blackjack.
Okay, I do have one problem with the mini game, though. Why was the... I know that Texas Hold'em is a popular game today, but the classic poker game for cowboy movies and stuff is five-card draw. So I was a little surprised that five-card draw was not, at least at some of the saloons. You know what I mean? But it was basically Texas Hold'em at every single place. So it was an interesting decision they made. I'm not saying it was wrong in any way, but... You know, in every movie you see, almost every time they're playing five-card draw.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know if that has anything to do with this is when the West was, you know, dying. The old West was dying, if that has anything to do with it or not. But, yeah.
No, I just probably think it's because that's the most popular poker game today.
Yeah, that's probably it, too, yeah. But with that, poker was my main one. I love playing poker. But I'm still playing it even after I have that achievement. I'll just, you know, it's just fun.
What was your worst mini game? Though?
Arm wrestling? That thing was stupid.
Yeah, it was.
I don't even think it was designed well. I think I'm like I did it just to get, cause you have to win at whatever the railroad place in order to get one of the things on the costumes. And that's the first and last time I did it. I will never do it again. Unless, of course, they add it to some other achievement with DLC. But yeah, I thought that was just stupid.
What about you guys?
Arm wrestling.
Arm wrestling sucked, yeah.
Copycatters.
I didn't like arm wrestling, but I really hated horseshoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I played it once. Got the achievement, never played it again.
It is so dull and boring to play. I mean,
that's another one that's not, it's not really accurate either. Like, I swear I did the same throw like four times and they had like four, like obviously it's not going to be perfect every time, but like it just seemed like it wasn't really even mattering on how I did the throw. I don't know.
No, it was like the wind, made it so where it would move a certain way. Like
the wind should not affect horseshoes.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you didn't see the little flag on the game board or whatever it is.
Never noticed it.
All I know is, yeah, once I got a ringer, I hit B, quit game, and I left, and I'm never going back. So I'm with you on that one sucking too. Both of those were crap. But I like liar's dice. I didn't want to play it at first, and I had to play it for once again the costume and for the achievement. By the way, for the achievement, just a tip. You have not losing any dice. Find a table with just one guy. It's the best way to do it. Sometimes, you know, there'll be four guys, three guys. I found a table with one guy, and I jumped down quick, and it's your best odds of getting that achievement. But yeah, that game was a little more fun than I thought it was. In fact, I might even play it again, even though I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually kind of like, we could play this in real life.
Yeah.
Because I never heard of Liar's Dice before.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I've heard of it, but I've heard of the game, but not, you know, that the name. I've seen the game and other stuff before. But, yeah, the mini games were just awesome. I mean, you spend a couple hours in blackjack or in poker, and that's just, you know, besides getting one achievement, but, you know, that's pretty much just, you know, extra, you know.
Yeah. Okay, one thing I spent the most time doing... And, you know, it wasn't me a game, wasn't the story. I spent the most time hunting.
See,
same.
I count that as kind of a mini game in itself.
I do,
personally, because...
Dude, yeah, I got like 20-plus hours of hunting, I think, in that game.
I mean, and there's so many creatures to hunt or kill. I mean...
Phidias, you probably have this, but do you guys have the achievement for killing every single creature in the game?
No, not yet.
Yeah, once I found that stupid duck.
There's a duck.
There's ducks. There's seagulls. Dude, I think there's 10 birds.
Yeah, I mean, you got the achievement. You didn't kill the legendary animals, though, did you?
No, I've done that too. You don't have to. You don't have to do that for the achievement, but you have to do that for one of the legendary costume. You have to do all those challenges all the way up to 10.
What are the legendary?
The challenges where you have to do like kill 5 birds, kill 5 rabbits.
Yeah. Okay. The hunting one, I got up to kill 2 cougars with a knife. I'm like, fuck that. No way.
It's pretty easy. It's easier than I thought of it. When I went down there, I did it pretty quick, and I'm like, well, that's not that hard at all. You'd be surprised. The killing the bear with a knife, that's a challenge. That one's later on. But yeah, you have the skinny one, the hunting one, the treasure one, and then there's a fourth one, the flower picking. And if you max out all of those, you get the one costume.
It's sharpshooting.
Sharpshooting, yeah, that's right.
Survivalist hunting, treasure hunting.
Yeah. But yeah, but that's basically what you're doing is you're, but the one, I don't know if it's, anyways, yeah, one of those has the last 2 levels are you have to go after certain legendary animals, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It's not that hard. It's fun, though. In fact, all those things right there are the reason why it took me almost 25 hours to leave the first zone and go to Mexico, because when I left the ranch, when I left Bonnie's ranch at the beginning, I saw a bird, I shot it, it opened the challenges up, and probably 3 hours later, I made it to Armadillo. I was chasing birds, rabbits, wool, or coyotes, or whatever else, dude. I was just having a blast on that hill, just killing stuff, killing deer, and I killed a guy on accident, of course, and found out how that worked. And, you know, but yeah, those right there, that's probably another mini game ish type thing. Those things that were, I seriously, anyone who plays the game, you should finish all of those. And they're not that hard. And if you really get stuck, you can always Google it or YouTube it. But, they give you just enough information that, you should be able to figure them all out on your own. The treasure hunting one, some of the maps are a little more challenging. Because if you don't remember that exact spot when you passed it, then you're not going to find it. And there's one that threw me way off, and I finally had to Google it, and then I felt stupid because, you know, I was looking at the map at the wrong angle the whole time. I thought it was the first one. No, the first one I was fine. I think it was like it was one in Mexico. I thought it was a real view, and it wasn't. It was actually like a thing you're looking at from the ground.
Was it like it was like a canyon you had to go through and
that
in a tight spot? Yeah, that was the one that got me.
No, it was when it was looking over the river.
That's it. That that's what I'm talking about. That
not the one going through the little passage, but it was another one. Like you saw like 5 little rocks sticking up. That was the landmark. It was a big open space, actually. And it was sitting right there in the middle.
I have no idea. I was thinking...
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Like, there's a rock, and you're standing there, and you have to turn around, and you have to see the ledge. And you have to follow that ledge, like, all the way around above the water. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I had to Google, too, because that one did not make sense. And even watching I watched the YouTube video, and then I did it, and then it still didn't make sense the first couple times. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I'll admit, I got it through using the IGN video.
Same, man. I had to, and still that didn't give you enough information.
No, that's why that one confused me.
Yeah, it's the one where you teleport to like the front of this campsite. And there's like a big melting pot in the middle.
No. See, the way the video just explained it was like the finger rocks.
Oh, okay.
Like it looked like that kind of finger sticking up.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's move on because this is not
interesting. Yeah, I just want to add real quick. There's approximately 34 different kinds of animals. That doesn't seem too much.
34?
I think. Yeah.
There's 40, isn't there?
I'm looking at the wiki. I'll send.
Well, you know, even if like the cool thing is that like there's different versions of each animal too. So it's
yeah.
I wonder how many actual different variations of those animals there are, because that would be even that'd be even bigger. But
see, the most of those animals I killed were wolves and domestic horses.
Oh, does that 36 have the four legendaries on there? Because that might be why I'm thinking 40.
Oh no, I don't know.
I was thinking those as yeah. individuals, but even though they're well, one of them is. But anyways, that's a pretty fun challenge too, because you have to kind of realize what you've shot. You can go, I think you can look on your stat list and figure out what you shot. But yeah, I think I had a seagull and a duck left when I finally saw what the list was. And I found the seagull pretty quick, but that duck, man, it was, I don't know why. In fact, the worst part is I killed a duck, and then I died right afterwards, so it didn't get saved on my stats. And I had to go back and kill another duck. And that's when I had a problem.
That's the worst thing, when you get maybe about 30 pelts, and then you just die from a random bear attack and have to restart it all over again.
Or when you're hunting beavers for that stupid stranger quest, and you have four beavers, and then a cougar attacks you, and you get knocked off of a hill or a cliff, and you fall, and you die, and then you realize that all four of those are lost, and you go back to the same spot. There's no beavers.
No, oh, my God. I went around that area so many times looking for beavers.
Yeah, and then, of course, when I finally had four, and I find the last one, what do I find? Four other beavers hanging out with this one beaver. I'm like, are you kidding? There's five beavers sitting here, and I only need one now?
Wow. But I guess we can just, you know, go into the story, you know? Spoilers,
okay,
you know?
Before we go into the story, let's actually do the Stranger Challenges, like our favorite one.
Okay. Stuart, you want to go?
Yeah, mine has to be the one, Do I Not Know You? That one was freaking awesome. The one where, like, this guy just kept popping up throughout the actual game.
And he was, like, tied up in different places?
No, that was, that was another guy. One that,
Top hat and a mom.
Yeah, the guy with the top hat. He knew John, and he seemed to know what's going on 50 miles away, like, what a guy is actually doing. Like, the one, like, his first mission is to go to, like, you find him near Bonnie's ranch, and he tells you about what some guy's doing in the thieves, thieves landing, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, thieves landing. But, I interpreted this guy as basically either the devil or God or Satan.
Yeah.
Just kind of foreshadowing what was coming to the, coming towards the end of the game.
Yeah. I did too. That's what made it awesome.
Yeah, that had to be one of my favorites too, other than, I can't remember which was the one where a guy, he was just randomly hiking and trying to find California. It was just called California?
Yeah, it was just called California.
Yeah, I like that one too.
I haven't gotten that one.
You haven't gotten that one?
No.
Find him.
Yeah. You'll find him out towards the top left of the map.
And for those, if you guys haven't, there's actually more than 15. I thought there was only 15 because there's the achievement for helping 15 strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I think I'm on like, I've done 16 complete, and I have like one other one I'm working on or something. Maybe a 16 was the last one I did, but I thought that was actually interesting because I thought when I did the 15th one, I was done. Then I saw another question mark, and I'm like, what the heck is this? So,
well, what is your favorite one then?
You know, I'm trying to think of one that would be my favorite. I like the tone of all of them because they all have, like, this darker, like, tone to them. Like, they never end up the way you think they're going to. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, people don't end up where they were planning on getting to, or they don't. You start out, you think you're saving somebody, and then they end up dead. Or they end up, you're rescuing someone, and they end up being worse off afterwards. Or, you know, you get the guy all the stuff for the airplane thing, and, spoilers, he doesn't fly.
The movie.
Who didn't see that coming?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Or the movie studio one.
Yeah.
So, and the problem with some of them is some of them have absolutely no closure to them. Like, one where you meet this old woman asking that if you could find her husband, and she's at this old abandoned church. You go to find her husband at the saloon, and it turns out he's been dead for 20 years. And the thing about it is you go back, you don't hear anything else about it. She's completely gone. I mean, it says you completed it the second you find out he's been dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few like that. They're only like two missions long, and they're just like, it's just like, oh, yeah, that sucks. Like the one Chinese guy, and you have to bring the white horse. I don't know if you guys done that
one. Yeah,
yeah. And then you just found out he's a dope head. Like, oh, okay, that's the end of that one. Like, it's like, what do you mean that's the end of that one, dude? I want to cap the dude in the freaking head for taking my I lost a white horse so this guy can come over here and do opium? Like,
wait, you didn't it?
Huh?
You didn't it?
You can blow his brains out right over the floor, man.
Well, I want the story to continue on to a point where, you know what I mean? I just wanted, like, I don't know. It just, some of them seem like, I'm not saying they ran out of time, but they just decided not to expand upon a lot of those in ways. Like, some of those things are like 5-6 missions long, and some of them are 2. And it seems like it could have been 5 or 6.
Yeah. And the weird thing about that mission, you get evil points or whatever you call it, dishonor points for killing the guy that's going to sell the opium to all the workers and ruin their health, and you get good points for just giving them the opium and, you know, leaving them alone, you know.
Yeah, I actually just killed him and kept the money.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I already had way too much money because I spent so many hours farming or hunting that I was just, like, seriously, I have all the best horses and I have like 8 grand, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this money.
Yeah, because there's not really a lot to buy in the game.
That's one of if we get to like things that they could have done, or we might just do tidbits here and there. That's, I wish I had more to spend my money on.
Well, that was the problem with GTA 4. You either had too much money and nothing to spend it on, or everything to spend it on and not enough money.
Right.
I think that's the problem in all games, because, you know, thinking about Borderlands, I could, you know, that's a problem there too with that game. You know.
Right.
You know, if you get enough money, you know, you're definitely not going to be able to spend enough, you know, to satisfy yourself. But anyways, anything else before we get into the story?
Nope. I think we wrapped up all the little details.
Okay.
Now it's kicking the balls.
Alrighty. Spoilers, you know, if you're listening to this, obviously, you know, spoilers. We're not going to be kind at all. We've waited long enough to talk all about this.
John dies.
Okay.
It's up.
That pissed me the fuck off, honestly.
Japer. Well, do we want to start at the end, or do we want to go through the story? But I know I threw it out there. But
okay, I want to tell you this quick story. Okay, I was talking to Jaybird. We were both playing the game. Scarfinger was there too, and Jaybird made an offhand joke. Because, like, they were farther in the game than I was. And he said, John dies. Do you remember that, Jaybird?
I don't think I outright said it. I think there's... No, what I said is that I liked the ending, but I didn't like what happened after the ending.
No, you had not finished the game yet. You were still in Next Mexico because you were complaining about, you know, the two-timing character. Oh, like, okay. You made a joke saying, you know, like, oh, John dies and he plays as Ghost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so we can blame Jaybird for it. We can blame Jaybird for the horrible ending.
Well, I had no idea it was going to happen, so.
Sure.
I mean, basically, you kind of, that is what happens. I mean.
Yeah, I know. That's what kind of makes it kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I mean, since we're on the topic right now anyways, I think it was, it couldn't have ended any other way. I mean, he couldn't have lived and had it been happily, and this is a Western. Western movies, dude, he needed to die. That's how these, because you know what, the whole story, this whole, from beginning to end, the West is dying, cars, and the fact that you go to Blackwater as the last town, and you have that one paved road, I thought that was just so well done. Like, they're just showing you just, and you drive around in the car, John Marston in the car does not look right at all. And that whole fact, just, you see that a little bit just coming, just a little bit more. He had to die. He was dying just like the Old West was dying. And that was, it was, I think it was poetic, and it was perfectly done. I think any other way, if he would have lived, I think they would have actually hurt the story, in my opinion.
But realistically, you're talking about a guy that probably killed about 2,000 people with just within the game, and he can't take on. He can't just go out the back door and then outsmart them and get away.
He wasn't trying to get away. Right. He was saving his wife and child.
Okay,
he knew that as long as he was alive, that his wife and child were going to be at risk. And they were—I mean, they weren't shooting just at him. His wife and child were under fire, and he knew that they got away. He needed to go down, and those guys weren't going to come after his family anymore.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that part definitely got—you know—that definitely brought a tear. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah, but it was cool. It was a cool scene.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, you know, we can. How do we want to do this since we've talked about the ending?
What do you think about Jack? Let me just ask that.
Like I said, I hated Jack.
He grows on you though a little bit.
How? When he's an adult, he still has that annoying voice.
Yeah, that's what bothered me the most. That's
like, seriously, you're
just like, you taught me, Dad.
You have a beard, but your balls still haven't dropped. Come on now.
Well, the game ends in 1914.
How the fuck? Really?
Okay, I found this out because, you know, after, you know, John dies, you see, you know, John's grave. Then a little bit later, you see John's grave's worn, and then his mom's grave is right next to him.
Right.
It looks kind of new. I took out my binoculars and looked at that, and it was, she died in 1914.
Yeah.
3 years later. So if he was 16 in 1911, that means he's 19.
Wait, he was 15, wasn't he?
Well, he was 16.
It was either 15 or 16. It never really actually gave his exact age.
It does. I just want to...
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he's 19.
Huh.
And you play as Jack.
And he's got, you know, he looks like he's, what, 30?
Yeah, he looks pretty old for 19.
But now,
well, I don't know. He looks Mexican though.
Yeah, he does.
Might just be the mustache with the little soul patch or something. I mean, and that may be why, I don't know. But his voice is a little annoying. But I've gotten
yee-haw!
Over.
Yee-haw!
That's all I hear whenever he rises.
Yee-haw! Giddy up!
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't know.
You can't go back and replay missions though and play as John Martian again. It's almost worth it. But
you can.
Yeah, you can go into just hit start and then go into your missions, and then you can pick any mission that you play in the game and play it over.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Better yet, just save before the last mission. I was lucky because I got spoiled like two missions before, so I said I'm going to save it now and save myself the trouble.
See, you should have told us that. You should have tweeted, save before, you know,
well,
save
I mean,
when you get
of,
to the ranch.
It's kind of random how the, you know... How it ends, I mean, the mission that it ends on, you'd think it would kind of build up more, but
okay. I got tricked into, you know, this is the end of the game twice.
Right.
When was the first time?
The first time was after you killed Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
The natural end.
And you're riding down the mountain, the song's playing. You know, I totally felt, you know, you're going to see Abigail. That is totally in the game. And I thought, you know, like the ranch missions, oh, they're, you know, kind of bonus missions at the end. Then it kind of dawned on me, no, these are actual missions.
Yeah, this is going on a little too long.
Yeah, there's a lot of these.
Yeah, and then the one everyone got tricked at, probably.
Yeah. It could have ended a few one other time whenever they go to raid his base. You and all the your buddies at the very beginning of the game.
I knew it was not going to end there.
Yeah, but I mean it could have. But it did trick me twice too with the epilogue.
Yeah, but that was so. I thought it was awesome, and the guy was out duck hunting. Like that's actually where you should shoot your duck if you haven't done it. anyways. Literally, that's one of the only few places that has ducks. But I wanted to kill the dude's wife before I left, but I didn't because I didn't want to, like, ruin anything. Oh.
I did.
Did you really?
I did, I killed his wife and I killed his brother.
Oh, yes. She got a shot in the face, and his brother got a shot in the nuts.
Yeah, I went back. I killed his brother, but I didn't. I just didn't want to mess up. You know, whatever. But yeah, I still think that's just like, because I don't know if you guys have watched any movies like that where like some of, especially older movies, the movies will be over and then they just keep going and you're like, how much longer is this movie? And then they'll have like, it's basically like an extended epilogue. That's what this game felt like, where you had him going home and then you had his conclusion. But then they did it again and they had, you know, Jack going on and then Jack getting the final redemption, which is, you know, the whole point of the game is that redemption thing. But
yeah, I had to read about that to actually find out that there was more.
Right. Well, the fact that, yeah, it popped up in, what do you call it? It popped up in your journal as a, like a stranger mission.
No, you had to go find the stranger.
Well, yeah, but then it's like in a stranger mission. It just seemed kind of weird, like, that they kind of put it in a category like that, but.
Yeah. Okay.
Final mission.
Yeah. Well, do we want to mention, I don't know, we're talking about the ending.
Yeah, just go ahead and talk about it.
Okay.
Whatever it is. Whatever, just say it.
What part of the stories were your favorites, I guess? I just wanted to find out. I know, I think we all hated Mexico. We seemed to all not really like Mexico much.
No, I liked Mexico. I just didn't like a lot of the characters. Like, yeah. I didn't. Really? Let me reset. I liked the characters, but I didn't. I liked the fact that those characters existed. I thought they were good for the story, but I didn't like those people. Like I like the marshal. I liked him as a person. I think he's an honorable man. He was doing his best. I like Bonnie, and she's doing her best to do what she can. Like, that's why I like those characters. And those people are all, a lot of them, the people in Mexico were slime balls, especially the men. The women were the more honorable people down there. A lot of the men were slime. So I didn't like them as people, but I think their characters still fit in the story well. And I actually really enjoyed Mexico, but so it's kind of like two different likes there. I wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
I can talk about, there's a, like, I did all of, I forget her name, the one chick who's in love with Ray, with Reyes.
Oh, Louise, or?
Yeah, Lisa.
Lisa.
Or something like that.
He can never remember her name.
Yeah. It's Lisa. I did her missions, like, you know, I finished her missions. And, you know, that's, you know, it leaves with, you know, Reyes and her going off to America. Then I played, Ricketts' last mission right after that, and she shows up in it.
Oh, okay.
And that kind of like, why are you here?
Yeah, it's kind of, that's part of the issues with any open world game is if you do the missions in a different order, it's hard to keep that continuity if you got characters that are in both different things, but
yeah, I was even going back and forth through do you see three people? I would do one here, one for that guy, one for that guy. I even did that, and it was right. still messed up.
Yeah.
No, my favorite part of the my favorite mission was I guess like I said before the one where you get your gang all together and you try to take down Bill Williamson the first time and just go all badass on him and kill the shit out of everybody.
Oh, you mean
before
you leave Mexico for Mexico?
Yeah, right before that you could have easily put that towards the end of the game. And
that was my favorite part too. I mean, just having that, you know, the machine gun on the wagon and on Wes Dickens' wagon and all that, and just surprising everybody, and all that was fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I just wish those characters were in the game more.
Wes Dickens'
whole thing.
This is they needed like a call system in GTA 4, not like, I mean, just where you could meet up with them, go hunting with them, and learn a little bit more about them. And you know what I mean? It's just kind of abrupt where you only meet Wes Dickens like near the end of the game. That's the only person you re-meet or see again.
Yeah, and all you do is just see him in a cutscene.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really kind of like, you know, like just set him free, and then they all walk out, and he's just kind of standing there, kind of looks around, then walks out. I loved that.
Yeah, that was a pretty that was brilliant right there. But
yeah,
well, I think it was fitting that he lived too. Like, he lived and he moved on. Like, he didn't get arrested. Like, because the whole New World, like, even though he was a con man and a dirtbag, he represented the new, you know, at least in the story. I'm not saying that we're all pieces of crap. But, like, as far as, like, that New World coming in, there was a lot of politics. There was a lot of crooks. But there was, like, a new type of, it wasn't outlaws. It was people that were doing different type of criminal act. Even the U.S. government was blackmailing, you know, John Marston. You know, this is a whole different type of crime. This is a whole different type of issues and political nonsense. And the fact that he lived and he was able to continue on, I think, was very fitting of that story and that world. That's what I was kind of bringing up earlier. That I thought it was. I think that's why they brought him back too. To show that someone like him was going to continue on, even though, you know, he'll find some new scam. He'll probably end up either running for office or supporting someone that does, because that's what most con men end up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just have to just, you know, bring up the, what was his name? McDougal? The professor dude?
Yeah.
I just loved just how stupid he was when it came to the Native Americans. I mean, that was probably some of the best, you know, writing there. That was just hilarious.
I completely overlooked him. He was one of my favorite characters. Him, he just comes so late, and you know, he's easy to forget about.
Yeah, and like through like when you first kind of meet him, you know, what went through my mind was, you went to college and you're this stupid.
Yeah.
And then the Nostis or whatever his name is, he actually said that. I'm like, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I only like him because he's supposed to be this professor from Yale, a Yale professor, and he's just retarded. It was ironic. Just, you know, just ironic humor.
Yeah.
Savage Blood and our blood are the same.
Do we want to go over what happens to the characters through the newspapers and how those stories wrap up?
Yeah, go ahead, because yeah. I don't think I know some of them.
I don't know, but go ahead.
All right, the ones I know of is that Seth eventually found his fortune and is a rich son of a bitch, and he's living a good life. Irish randomly shot himself, and he's dead.
Aww, I liked Irish.
That's fitting.
The cowboy, I forgot his name, we mentioned him earlier, he passed
Landon.
Away.
Ricketts.
Ricketts,
he passed away in his sleep. So he kind of had a good ending. I mean, he went on to live a good life. Then the marshal, he went on to retire, and in his interview, he says he wants to move away from Armadillo as far as possible.
Well, he also, at his retirement party, he ended up arresting three different people. Because of crap that was going on at his own retirement party they threw for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think there may have been one or two more. The guy that took over Mexico, I'm not sure what happened to him.
Reyes, I actually do know what happened to him. He actually did become the president of Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Like they went on and took on the capital of Mexico. Like for a week or so, there was a battle in the capital, and he became the president.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Is there anybody else we're missing?
Wes Dickens? What happened to him?
I did not know what happened to him. I think he just died or something. I don't know. He was old as dirt at the time, so I honestly don't know. So.
What about Bonnie? Did Bonnie ever? Because she really needed an ending.
I don't think I got that either. I think she just went on to live her life. I'm not sure though. I have to look over these newspapers. How do I see? Here.
Oh, like, the guy with the horse, they ended up getting married. They did. That was in one of the papers.
Okay, Wes Dickens, it's just an article about his miracle tonic that talks about, you know, a woman with one leg grew back her other leg, and then a man basically got up from his deathbed and just stuff like that, so it's just basically an ad.
Here's something about Bonnie. She really does have really no conclusion, but NPCs in the game do say that she found a new husband at the end, so I guess she had a happy ending.
Okay, good. I really liked it when she met Abigail.
Oh, that was just, that was brilliant.
And they were talking, and they were ganging up on John.
Oh, that was brilliant. That.
Okay, I actually forgot that earlier. Abigail was one of my favorite late characters, and it was a huge surprise. Because she was such a smartass, she reminds me of my wife in a lot of ways. Because she wasn't like, you know, it was just like she's tough, but... And you could tell, like, he was... That's the only time you see John Marston different. Like, you could tell that he was with his woman, even though, like, they had this little rapport between the two of them. It was actually, I think it was really well acted, really well directed, the conversation between the two of them. I thought that was awesome, and including when they went and met Bonnie, I thought it was hilarious. So, yeah, I'm 100% with you guys on that.
And you could totally tell that Bonnie had a thing for John, especially afterwards that, you know, they're riding away, and just Bonnie has this look of disappointment.
And she does that thing with her foot, yeah.
Yeah, well, she kind of kicks the dirt.
Yeah,
I love that part, because that part you knew, you know, she had a thing. That basically confirmed it.
Yeah, you couldn't really tell before, but that confirmed it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't think she even really believed he had a wife at one point. Like, she might have not even really believed him, but obviously, you know, pretty obvious at that point.
Yeah. Here's my wife. Aw. Delusions are gone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was probably one of the best scenes, too. And it didn't last that long, but...
Actually, when I played through it, I was trying to power through it, the whole him being back on the ranch, because I already known, because everyone and their grandma said, if you don't see credits, you haven't got to the end. And we were going to record this earlier, and I was trying to make sure I was done. But, yeah, so I was, like, powering through that. I kind of wish I could... I'm kind of thinking about going back through it just to be able to maybe enjoy that a little bit more as the ending, because I think there was... Even though the missions weren't, like, incredible, it was kind of cool to see him back at home with his family doing what he always wanted to do. It was kind of an interesting thing.
Oh, but going hunting with Jack and all that and hearing his, you know, just... The ones with Jack just weren't pleasant.
You children have to remember something, okay, kids? Of course, I'm being a smartass a little bit. No, but I have a 13-year-old son. So for me, those scenes were completely different than you guys.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at this whiny little brat. I'm looking at someone who's almost my son, or my son's almost his age. Father taking him out. They're sharing this bonding moment. Although I still think the voice acting, I do not prefer Jack's at all. I don't like Jack's voice in a lot of
That's my big problem. It's his voice. I mean,
I know it's whiny, but I mean, not to be whatever. It's fitting though. There's a lot of kids that age that have whiny voices. So,
well, one kind of thing I remember about that, what really got, like, I was okay with Jack up until the point where, like, I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming. He went off to hunt on his own. And I knew it was coming, but the dialogue on the way back down the mountain, oh my God, I wanted to get off and shoot Jack right there. Cause like, you know, John's yelling at him, like, you know, like, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, sorry, Paul. You weren't there! What the fuck? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
It was almost that right there.
Right.
There's always that kid in every movie that has, like, daddy issues and is an idiot. I don't know.
Can you blame the kid?
No, you can't blame
him. He grew up,
but
you know,
the fact
with the game.
It was just like that.
Well, dude, have you met, okay. I'm trying not to be offensive to a certain child on the show, a certain minor. But kids, especially like 13 and early teens, they'll go from like sitting there being cool to all of a sudden screaming about something, and you look at me like, "What the hell is your problem?" So that was totally fitting in my opinion, from what I have experienced with nieces, nephews, and my own children.
I work at a middle school. With special ed, the kids were known to do that, and they don't even do that. You can tell it's coming.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell, even he's like, yes, sir, like the whole time. Like, I think he was holding it in, but I don't know. It's whatever. I don't want to get too much into the psychology of a video game.
Exactly. But, I mean, besides that, the rest of the voice acting was just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the dad with the graphics. I'm going to play through it again and have my dad just watch, just, you know, because he loves Western movies. So I'm sure he would just enjoy just watching the cutscenes and the dialogue and, you know, just watching it like a Western.
Well, if one day he's got to work late or something and he gets home, don't turn around and be like, "Where were you? You weren't there."
Oh, nice.
And like I said, that was one reason I got the game, so me and my dad could play through the story, and he loves this thing. Like, I played through the last quarter of the game through, I can't remember where I, through the last battle in Mexico all the way to the end. And he loved that game all the way through. He even played some, and he's really enjoying it for somebody that doesn't play that much. And so, yeah, it's good for that, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny how, like, right when it first came out or about to come out, there are people on Twitter saying, 1911, this isn't accurate, this isn't, you know, this isn't real accurate with, you know, Westerns and all this and that.
Cookie.
Yeah. And
Wait, it was Cookie?
Yeah. Cookie.
What does he know about, you know, come on, no, I'm just joking.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. He's from what, England? Or,
come on, cowboys are the only thing us Americans have that's our own original thing.
Exactly.
Let us have it. No, but you know, they picked such a niche time. It's kind of I think they picked the best time. Like right when that was just finally dying off, because it was a very interesting time for that whole thing, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah. One part of it I loved was when I think McDougal, whatever his name is, but
McCokehead.
Yeah. But when him and John were just riding, and he was all like, you know, it's in the Great Plains, and he was all like, civilization will never come to this area, and, you know, and they were just talking and agreeing on that. And I live in the Great Plains. I just thought that was pretty funny right there. I mean, you know, I can go, you know, drive a few miles and see buffalo roaming.
Right.
Oh, speaking of which, did you guys kill all the buffalo?
Yep, every one of them.
Figured you did.
I have not.
They don't respawn, by the way. So there, I think there's what, 18 to 20 of them to begin with. I think it's 20. So if you kill like 10, you come back, there's only 10 left. Like there only is that many in the entire game, period.
You can change history.
Yeah, then that's an achievement.
Yeah,
oh, that's bad. Well, then I will, I guess.
And if you kill them all, like I think it's about $1,000 with all the stuff you skin off of them. It's like $800 to $1,000 for the whole lot.
I was so pissed because what I did is I did, you know, Deadeye for a couple, you know, just kind of spread through the entire herd.
Right.
And I chased after them, and then then lost a bunch, and then came back and the bodies were gone.
Oh yeah.
So I only got, you know, maybe 3 buffalo skins, like when they were all gone.
Dang.
No, I decided I was gonna do as much as I could in one. I came over the hill. I took out 12. But I just used Deadeye. And then when it ran out, I hit select. I used the tobacco or whatever. Deadeye until it was gone. I used it again. And I think I got like 12 or 13 the first one. And then I just skinned them all. Came back later and finished it up in the second run. But because I wanted to make sure I got to skin them all. Even though I have way too much money, for some reason, I want to preserve that. I don't know. It's some weird mental thing. I'm just a cheapskate, even in video games.
DLC may come out where, you know, they add shit to buy, maybe.
Dude, that'd be awesome, because I'll probably be sitting at least 10 grand when the DLC comes out.
So you seriously have 8 grand right now.
Well, I bought all the horses. I think I'm at a little over 7,000, but yeah, that's not
oh,
even...
Oh, so you already have that achievement.
I broke them all, and then I bought them all, but yeah.
Well, I mean,
oh, yeah,
the 10,000
achievement? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got that a while ago. You don't
have to have that, like, before. Like you have to keep, like, have that all at once?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's accumulated. You don't
have that, though.
I didn't know that until it popped up one time. I'm like, oh!
I still don't have that.
Cool.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time at the poker table trying to get that achievement when I already had it. It was just deep down in there.
Right? That's pretty funny.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else we want to bring up?
Any talk about multiplayer, or you want to?
Oh yeah, multiplayer.
Okay. My experience with multiplayer is broken.
I wouldn't say that.
And here's why. I have gotten into maybe 2 free roam, like public free roams.
Uh-huh.
And every single time I try, I get
could not connect to other players going back to free roam.
So you're basing this on two tries.
No. Hold on.
Have you played with anybody else though?
Like other people on my friends list?
Yeah.
Once. Like I've been away for both of the game nights, which I've been mad about.
Oh yeah, we've had some fun with those game nights.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want to hop on to the next one if there is another one.
There will be many more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even joking, dude. I have 80 hours on the game. I'm not even close to done. Every time I put it in, I just have pure fun. There's gonna be tons of game nights.
As long as
people will show up, I'll play.
And casual, here's a tip. Watch out for Fadios. He'll shoot your horse.
No, I will. I'll shoot everyone I play with horse at least one time. Or twice.
Yeah, I would say to you, casual, to try it out again. It's really gotten fixed. Every once in a while, you still have that same problem, but it's a lot less frequent than it was.
I tried it a couple of days ago, and I got like
dude,
four times in a row.
You're part of a gaming community. Tweet about, you know, I'm going to play multiplayer. Anyone want to jump on? Jay Bird, he'll definitely jump on, you know. he doesn't have school right now, so.
I don't either.
And then, you know, you could be playing with Jay Bird, and then you could shoot his horse.
Yeah. You know what's really fun is shooting Robbie Joe's horse.
Yeah, because he gets pissed, dude.
I know, it is so funny. I feel sorry for him, but at the same time, I don't.
Wow. He can shoot yours back. He shot mine when I shot his donkey the first time we were playing. he tried to figure out how to get the donkey, and then he finally got the donkey, and then he gets on it, but I just shoot it. I don't know why it's so much fun, though.
Like, I don't know. It's just something about it is just too much fun.
I do want to, as far as free roam goes, I just want to give Rockstar a lot of credit because I know Deshane was not happy with the whole griefing thing. We were talking about it on Talking About Game
Room. I was about to say, you want to mention that your whole griefing speech you did on there?
Well, they developed this game to where, because I played World of Warcraft, where I literally had a guy camping me over an hour at one time. He was way higher level. Like I couldn't even hit the guy. And that's one of the issues with that game. And that's like true griefing, like where he's just ruining my gameplay. Then because, you know, and I'm one of those guys that I didn't want to just log off because I wanted to put. So I was just as stupid for sitting there for over an hour. And at the time, I was not in a big guild. Later, I became part of a big guild. And every time that happened, we would just have my whole guild show up and camp him. But anyways, so that's like real griefing. In this game, you're one click away from hopping into another free roam. You're in basically the same spot. You can continue doing whatever you're doing, and that person can't follow you unless they're on your friends list, which then, you know, it would probably be me. But you can just invite me to the posse, and I'll come help you do whatever you're doing. I don't care. I just like to kill somebody, like, once or twice just to surprise them. But, like, you have that. You have the fact that if you are doing, like, a gang hideout and the guy keeps killing you, if you finish the gang hideout, you still get the points. Like, if he kills you, it doesn't, like, erase what you did. Like, so, like, all the stuff you're doing, like, he can't, like, someone grief you, they can't actually ruin your game. And so I give them a lot of credit for, there's a lot of different things they put in to help prevent that type of thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if someone spawns right away with great guns, you spend 5 minutes, you can go get every great gun on the game, pretty much. If you go to different gang hideouts and you know where they are, it doesn't take long to figure it out. You can have all the best guns. So it's not like you're getting dominated by weapons either if you go and actually go pick up all the good weapons. So there's just a lot of stuff they put in to prevent true, true griefing. The griefing that I do is just screwing with people, that having fun. And a lot of times I'll go up and start screwing with somebody that's doing a mission, and they'll start shooting back at me. As far as I know, we're both having fun, because there's times when I'm doing a mission, someone starts coming after me, I go back after them. You know, it's just, that's part of public free roam. That's what it is. It's you know, screwing with people a little bit. But like I said, they put in so much stuff for someone that doesn't, and they have private roams too, or private realms. Mm-hmm. And just the icing on the cake, I've accomplished all of the major free roam achievements without anyone helping me. I did the 10 minutes as most wanted, which that one was not easy, but I did it without any help from anybody. Because when you get most wanted, everybody comes after you because you get 200 experience points for killing.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I did that one. I cleared all the gang hideouts in one free roam session. And what's the other one? Oh, travel from Blackwater to whatever the south.
Escalera.
Yeah. Travel from there to there before the sun goes down. I did that one also without any help from anyone, any of my friends. So the fact that I was able to do all that shows that, you know, the grief-free ability is there. But
that's impressive. You know, the most that wanted one, I don't think I can do that by myself. I just don't think I'm that good.
I thought you had to stay with the police chasing you for 10 minutes. So I would find places where I could basically bunker down and just continue to shoot cops as they come for 10 minutes. I would do that, and then I would try to run. You don't have to do that. You have to become most wanted and then get away and hide for 10 minutes. You don't have to be under fire for 10 minutes. So for anyone trying that, once you become most wanted, then you just run up into the hills and hide.
Oh, that's easier.
Yeah, the way I was trying to do it was a lot harder, but yeah, I had a lot of fun. But yeah, it's a lot harder that way.
But yeah, we need to, you know, make a game night if there's not already one up.
Oh, I'm sure they'll keep popping up because, yeah, I think everyone else from Taggers, Golf Rat, Robbie Joe, Forgetful, and Shayward were all at Shayward's last Saturday. So I was kind of bummed I missed it, but I was sick as hell this weekend. So
I was bummed I missed it too, but I was at my nephew's birthday party. So
yeah. So anyone listening, and even you, Mr. Casual Tear, show up at one of these game nights and like you'll see the fun of it instantly. Like I think the first time I played it, I'm like, this is dumb. This is not what I thought it was. And I almost didn't go back. It was the first night. There was some stuff was glitching, whatever. They patched all of that. And I spent like 30 hours. And you know what? I spent like 10 hours and I didn't level up in that 10 hours. That last 10 hours I've been playing, I think I've leveled up once because I've been picking flowers and running around just screwing with people and like, I don't know, just having fun, just exploring.
Yeah, I haven't played much of it, but when I played with y'all, I had so much fun. And, you know, if no one's going to post up a game night, I'll post up a game night.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the way to do it right there.
Yeah, I've been lazy with my game night posting.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't posted any, you know.
I've just been so busy doing nothing in this game and just... I'll just run around all day in this game, and I'll be perfectly content. Same with that Netflix, too. I need to get on that. But, yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
I have two questions.
Oh.
One,
shoot.
You can answer real quick.
Seven.
Not quite.
42.
You're at your outfit. Which one? Which one do you wear the most?
Duster.
Yeah,
I was doing Duster, and then I did Legend of the West when I got that one, and then I got the Assassin one with the eye patch, and I started wearing that one.
That one sucks because it has an eye patch. It completely ruins it for me.
Dude, I'm a Raider fan. Anything with an eye patch is awesome.
Hell yeah, but I wear the Duster right now.
Yeah.
The Duster's awesome. That's what. As soon as I got that one, I wore that the entire game.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm wearing.
There was one, like either Legends of the West or the Deadeye one. They both do something with your Deadeye. Like one recharges faster or something. I don't remember, but anyways.
Second question?
The Fox short movie.
That was terrible.
I didn't watch it because I was on, I think, yeah, when I was on tag, they said don't watch it. It's just some of the cutscenes, you know, from the game.
Yeah.
So I've already seen them, so
yeah,
I should
have. Yeah, they were out of order.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that they're at the fort, and then all of a sudden you're inside the mansion, and for me, it was so obvious that I'm like, why are they here? Like, for a second, I was like, what? I thought maybe something happened, and I realized, oh, they're trying to make believe it's the same place. I go, that's stupid.
Yeah, because when they're at the fort, it's during the day. When it's at the mansion, it's at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that there was a bunch of weather and daytime changes throughout the cutscenes.
I still think the first... maybe a minute or two with the song playing and him walking slowly on the horse. That's
yeah.
part of the whole thing. After that, just turn it off.
Yeah, that's about what I turned it off. I didn't watch anything past the very first thing where he picks up the old man. I said, oh, shit, it's just nothing but cutscenes. And, you know, I just turned it off. It's on IGN if anybody feels like sitting through this piece of shit. But
I have it on my DVR. I still need to delete it, but...
yeah, What I spent most of the time trying to figure out was how they got those shots, was how, like, before I realized that it was, you know, basically it was Rockstar giving them the shots. Like, how did he do that? How do you get the camera like that?
Oh, right.
How do you get a still cam like that?
It actually kind of reminded me of when I played Warcraft. We had people that would get the video software, and they would make videos like that in-game.
Yeah.
But theirs were better than this, and this was supposed to be done by some big director, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how exactly he was involved, because all the shots and stuff were done by Rockstar.
Right.
And they were just given to him, so I don't know how
he was. Put them in order, or he put them in, you know, out of order.
Well, exactly.
It's like they had it in order, nice, fancy. He was like, okay, we're going to drag this scene here and this scene.
But yeah, so that's your two questions. I have one question if anyone knows this. I'm still getting people that want to duel me, and they all have specific names. Am I going to get to a point where I'm dueling some, like, better play or better NPCs? Are these just random names and random? Or am I actually progressing on a dueling chart? You know what I'm saying?
Are you evil or good?
I am good.
Okay, so see, I would think because you were evil, you would just keep getting duels. Because when I was an evil guy, halfway through the game, I switched and turned him to a full honor. But I would always get duels, duel requests, and then once I turned to a good guy, I never had that happen anymore.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I mean, I just got one. I'm like 97% done with the game, and I got one in Thieves Landing or whatever. And then I got another one in Armadillo, like, right afterwards. And I just noticed they all had specific names. So I'm like, if they didn't do it, I think that would have been cool if, like, these were actual, like, basically as you kill one guy, somebody better hears about it and comes to town looking for you. And then you duel that guy, and then it goes to the next one.
What I found is when I go to a town and someone wants to duel me, I'll shoot him. Then I'll come back, and it'll be the same guy wanting to duel me again. Or I'll see him just walking around town, or, I mean, and I killed him. Why is he still there?
Right.
I mean,
just disarm him then. So he doesn't break the continuity.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I kill him every time.
just for the fact of Fadios's random facts, I live in the town that had the last legal shootout in America. So, or the legal, yeah. So just want to let you guys know that in case you're wondering.
Awesome.
Cool.
Between that and I live, you know, a couple miles from Buffalo.
Right. But actually, that's one more thing. As far as the map, if you look at it, like, okay, obviously you got Mexico to the south, but in California is to the west of where they are, because that one guy was trying to get to California. I was trying to think, I'm like, is it Arizona? Is it New Mexico? But I was thinking about the snow, and I think they kind of just summed up basically the whole southwest and some of the mid-south. You know what I mean? Like, because, like, far up north, that could be Colorado. It could be, you know, it could be anywhere. Like, there's so many different. So they obviously didn't pick a specific state. They just kind of summed up that whole area is what it seemed like.
I kind of like to think of this in, like, the GTA canon, where, you know, you have San Andreas. That's not a real place. Or Liberty City or Vice City. And it's just a place they made up just to.
They've said Great Plains. That's, you know, Oklahoma, Texas area.
Yeah,
I mean, a little bit of Kansas. So.
And I know they reference New York also, but they reference New York in the GTA games
but
too.
Vice City is obviously Miami, or at least Florida, and San Andreas is obviously L.A. or some part of L.A. So I mean, there's still like a basis of where they go. That's why I was. But yeah, the Great Plains is there, but then there's no, I mean, I don't think there's any real snowy areas in Oklahoma. So that's why I'm kind of, I don't know, I was kind of just trying to.
We get snow.
I kind of summed up a group. Well, but that obviously that area is it looked like Montana or Colorado to me.
Yeah.
What I thought through, you know, a lot of the first part of the game was, you know, New Austin. That's Texas because, you know, Austin's state capital.
Right.
So I don't, and where Blackwater is, that's like New Elizabeth or something like that.
New Elizabeth? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Like, it's a different state.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean the actual, oh, yeah, I got you.
Like the actual area.
Right, right.
Huh.
Sometimes I stop listening to you when you're talking. I'm just kidding. I'm just being my normal jerk off. But, yeah, I think that would be, if it was
Texas, because Colorado is just above Oklahoma on the corner there. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, it had, like, a real rich, like, snowy area. It doesn't matter at all. It's just so waste of time that I'd even bring this up, but anyways.
But were there buffalo in Colorado? I never heard about that.
My point is, I think the whole map is multiple states. That's what I'm saying.
I could see that, yeah.
Because tall trees would seem like it was more of a Colorado vibe, where, like, that was more like an Oklahoma, Texas vibe, and then... Whatever. Once again,
doesn't matter. We're arguing about geography in the video game.
I think tall trees is Chicago because they have bears.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, Rockstar, I don't think they're going to deny it.
I don't think they care either. I'm just hoping that co-op DLC is going to be awesome. I think there's supposed to be like 60 missions or something. And I'm just hoping it's as good as it should be, because that sounds like a freaking blast. And if they keep supporting it, be good.
Okay. And there was rumors that they're going to do a kind of episodes of Liberty City Stories or whatever with this game.
It'd be awesome.
Oh, I'd love to see, like, you know, Wes Dickens stories or, you know, more of him in the game.
Well, you know what story we're going to get. We're going to get...
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jack and... I don't know. Hey.
Probably Reyes.
Wait, so we're going to get Jack's off story?
Zing! Oh, nice.
How fitting.
I figured the kids would like that.
Yourself. Hope you're proud of yourself now. But, no. Now, listen, if they do this, then that gives us less of a chance, which I think they wouldn't have done it anyways, but that gives you less of a chance of having to play through an entire game as Jack.
Right.
So, you know, they could just do a little story for him and then move on to something else in Red Dead 2. So.
Yeah.
Well, Red Dead 2 is going to be a whole new thing, I'm sure.
Okay, if you look at the Grand Theft Auto 4 DLCs, they were completely different characters altogether.
Right.
So we may also get, you know, completely different characters, which would be awesome.
It would be.
It would be, but I still would like to see some of the old characters, you know, in the story, interact with, you know, maybe the character you're playing with.
Well, I think part of it, too, like, I think if they plan it out correctly, they would be easy to do, but I don't know. This is a pretty complete story, though, if you think about it. So they're really, I don't know.
Well, wouldn't it be cool? How about they do this? One episode is you continue on as a new character or either with your original group of, you know, the Marshall and everybody else. And then in another story, you continue as a new character with the group from Mexico.
Right.
And just see how that all that stuff unfolds.
I
could see it. I'd see the Mexico story not being that good, but
I see them doing the Mexico story though too. I see them
finally getting to California.
Oh really? Going the huh? That wouldn't be half bad.
I'm just in it because I live in California, so.
Well, that wouldn't be half bad though.
It could be interesting.
They could do like a Shivering Isles type thing and give you a little piece of area to explore in California.
Okay, with Jerry Bird's idea of you know, you play as a character from the Marshall story. I know who you play, Ellie.
The fat guy.
Yeah, oh. Ellie. That's exactly who you'd play.
He's always drinking, taking a shot of whiskey before they go out.
Yeah. Huh.
Wow.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what they do. I'll be very interested. Because, obviously, we all love this game more than we should. I will say one thing, though, that pissed me off was that stupid 20-story missions with the same horse.
Oh, yeah.
Achievement. Yeah. I had
Did
I
you
had
that get one. That?
I just was about to get it. Like, I was, like, 3 away. And this bear comes out of nowhere, right?
Well, what is the achievement?
You have to do 20 story missions with the same horse.
Okay.
It's one of those ones that, like, I hate. It's a missable achievement. Like, you can't, from what I've read, you can't go replay 20 missions and get the achievement. You have to actually start over a new game, and it's about 2.5 hours of play to get through the first 21 missions, because the first mission, you don't actually have a horseshit.
Okay.
It's got to be actual story missions, too. It's not stranger missions. It's not any, because I tried to do all that stuff, and it didn't work.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Well, replaying this, though.
Well, there's a couple multiplayer ones that I don't know if I'll get either, so.
Like what?
Unless I get those. You gotta get, like, be the top player three times in a row.
That can be kind of hard because...
Yeah, like that one, it's like, yeah, there's so many 50s already in the game, people that have just been like playing the crap out of the multiplayer. It's ridiculous. So unless I can boost that in a game night, I don't think I'm going to be able to get that one.
Well, let's do that then. Or let's plan on boosting it. No.
Well, we'll try it, see if it works. I don't know, because, you know, sometimes games won't let you do that in boosting, but...
Yeah, sadly.
Definitely try it, because then I'll get it, and then I'll be like, guys, I got to go.
I'm just joking. Yeah.
Anyways.
I think we're done, unless anyone else has any last thing.
This is the greatest game of all time.
Okay, with that, I wanna ask, do you think this is game of the year so far? Fadio?
Game of the year so far, it's in my top three list. So it's a really, really, really good game. I feel obligated to wait a few months before I really decide if a game is that great. Because when I'm playing it, it's the greatest thing ever. You know what I mean? Like right now, I'm totally in that world, and this is my favorite game right now. That's why when I sit down, it's the one I put in, the one I play. But once I stop playing it and a few months go by, then I'll know for sure if I'm going to say it's the best game. But Mass Effect 2 is still up there for me. So, but yeah, it's definitely a competitor.
Alrighty, Stuart.
Yeah, it's up there for me too. I would put it at number one at this point, though.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that. So far, it's my number one. And honestly, I don't see any. I'm not really excited for any other game at the moment. Maybe I'm not thinking straight, but
you're not excited for Naughty Bear.
What?
Dude, Crackdown 2, Halo Reach. And all the games we're going to find out about at E3, there's going to be stuff to be excited about.
Yeah, Halo Reach, yeah, it's Halo, but Crackdown, I still have to play Crackdown. I still got to find someone to play that.
I don't want to get in a whole thing, but I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some surprises next week about the co-op and the single player. I think we're going to see some cool new innovation. I could be wrong, but I think they're up in the stakes with their actual campaign.
Oh, all right.
I want to say this last thing with the success of San Andreas and GTA 4 and this, I think Rockstar has become my favorite developer ever.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, they just come up with hit after hit, and they're like, a lot of people don't finish these games, but I love them enough to finish every single one of them. I've spent countless hours through these games and loved every second of it.
Fanboy. But yeah. With GTA 4, you know, I loved it, but I got burned out on it. I couldn't finish it.
A lot of people did. And,
but with Red Dead, I couldn't stop playing it.
Oh yeah.
I think GTA 4 had some nagging stuff, like the phone calls and all that crap. Like it was just annoying.
Too much, I think.
Yeah, and I think with the Western vibe, obviously you can't do that stuff. I think that's one of the things that's really helped that. Red Dead be actually better, in my opinion. But
yeah, the Western vibe.
I've only played a little bit of GTA 4, so I can't say too much. But
yeah,
anyways.
Even though you still have GPS in the West.
they did have that.
Hell yeah, they had Tom Toms back then. It was just a guy named Tom Tom.
Right.
That joke sucked.
They had GPS in the stars. They actually looked up at the stars and they could tell where they were, see?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But,
let's wrap it up.
Yeah. We've kind of, you know, geeked out
beat,
as much as we could.
Beat a dead horse? Huh?
Or shot one, as you like to do.
Well, when I'm shooting wolves and I spin around and shoot my own horse in the head, that's always fun.
I love shooting my horse in the head, like, in the middle of riding at top speed and just flying off. hey, shoot your horse in the head right before you go over a cliff is the funniest shit ever.
No, the funniest thing ever is when you're in free roam and you shoot someone's horse. Because they have no control of their character for like a good 3 seconds or 2 seconds. Because they're rolling on the ground and doing the whole thing.
Especially when they get excited from getting a horse finally.
No, but even like when you ride up somewhere, you see some guys just headshot the horse. And it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. Alrighty. I guess we can start closing this up. You know, we are, I just want to do our little, you know, OFR networks, you know, thing. We
no,
are
I part. Know.
What?
You said I knew. I was just saying, you know, I didn't know.
Oh, so you don't, you don't watch or, you don't listen to our show?
No, I do, but you said you know, and I said, no, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, now you do. But, you know, we're part of the Open Forum Radio Network, where there are tons of new shows, or, you know, tons of other shows, and, God, they're just coming out with new ones. I don't know when they're going to stop. There's the Open Forum Radio, there's the 40cast, there's the OFR Sportscast, there's the Zavari Section Z cast, there's us, of course, but you're already listening to us, and there's Prove Your Point, which, you know, it
is a great show idea.
Oh, that
I've listened to the first two.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was a really good show idea.
Oh, is the second one out already?
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
The official first, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, the official first one.
Right, right.
But yeah, I was on that actually, and but with you know, with that said, you know, also check out our site, you know, if you don't know us, you know, if you're getting this off of iTunes or Zune or whatever, check out our site at thegeeksftw.com. You know, we like to post articles and stuff, you know, if stuff we just find interesting. I mean, I guess, you know, just subscribe to us, you know, on iTunes or Zune if you're not already, if you're just listening to one episode. You know, and also email us your suggestions, because, you know, we, like we've said before, we have a huge list of just topics we want to, you know, go through, and, you know, we half the time it's hard to pick. So if you got any suggestions, just let us know, and you can email us at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. With that said, I guess we can get into shout outs.
Hold on real quick. I want to ask something. Okay. You can probably tell by if you listen from the beginning that we've gone through a bunch of intros.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can't seem to pick an intro we like. So if you guys can tell us, you know, which one, you know, you like, or kind of like maybe even a suggestion of how you want us to do the have an intro, I would be appreciated, because I'm the one who creates the intros.
Yeah, you're the one who decides, I don't like that one, I'm going to make another one. Oh, I don't like that one, I'm going to make another one.
Yeah. When I come up with one, I have five different intros sitting on my computer, and then I submit the best two or three to Will.
Yeah.
And actually ask him.
Oh, and trust me, some of the ones he submitted me that we haven't had are just, they're just so creepy and just bizarre, but anyways.
Yeah, like, okay, I'll give you an example. The intro that we have now, I have the chick telling William that he has sexy eyes.
You couldn't get a real woman.
When's this? I didn't hear this. When did you do that?
Well, listen, let's see, it was the first time I actually submitted the ones to you. Like, they were without music.
Oh, see, I could hardly understand that chick. She, but, wow. Anyways. Back to where I was heading. Let us know intros, you know. But shout outs, you know. And, you know, videos, shout outs.
Yes. Give a shout out to you guys. Thanks again for having me on the show. Had fun. Probably could have talked for another 4 hours because this game's just that good. Shout out to everyone at Tag and Talking About Gamers Podcast, which is community podcast for talking about games, and that's the show I'm on normally. My co-host, Robbie Joe, Forgetful, Shayward, and Golf Rat. And shout out to John Marston for spawning the Evil Jack. Anyways.
The Evil Jack? You mean the Whiny Jack?
The Wiener Jack.
Alrighty. Jaybird?
I just want to give a shout out to you guys for letting me on here and talk about Red Dead for 3 hours. Give a shout out to Scarcasm Live, my podcast, or Scarfingers podcast. I'm just a lowly co-host there.
You're the whipping boy.
Yeah, I'm the Whipping Boy. That's for everybody. You can find us on iTunes, subscribe to us, and you can also go and find us on a website called scarcasmlive.ning.com, and you can find logs by us, audio booze. I've been trying to update since I'm out of school, and I've got a lot of stuff down there talking about Buffy and Walking Dead and all that kind of stuff. So,
Yes, Walking Dead, your new type.
Yes.
Along with Buffy.
Yeah, Red Dead, that train has left, and Walking Dead has just entered the station. So, nice. And also follow me on Twitter, Jaybird360. So, you can hear my rants and complaints there.
Yes, and each of their Twitters will be in the show link, or show notes links, whatever. Yeah.
The show link notes.
Exactly. Stuart?
I'd actually have to give that a shout out to Brain Fart. Vic Joe,
okay.
For inviting me on to the last 40 cast. That was fun. You guys should listen to it. It's up on iTunes now.
Will do. I'm just so far behind with my podcast. God.
Oh, I have to tell you what. I play World of Warcraft and listen to podcasts at the same time. I'm getting through them so fast. I'm catching up. I'm even subscribing to new shows.
Oh, wow.
Some healthy multitasking.
healthy, maybe not. Multitasking, yes. So is that it?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I want to give a shout out to our guests, you know, and as well as, you know, each of their podcasts that, the Talking About Gamers, I was on there. And I was on there recently, and for the second time, this time it actually, you know, went through. The recording didn't get lost, but and that was just a blast. I want to give a shout out to the OFR guys, particularly all of them, but especially Blue Man, or AKA Larry, or you know his real name Larry, because I was on Prove Your Point, and that was just fun. You really need to check that out. It's under the OFR or Open Forum Radio's feed, you know, their podcast feed, and Scarfinger was on there with us as well. So
it was a very geek central episode, so it really ties in with us.
That
episode particularly.
Well, the first part, the ending was kind of sports again. But you know, with that said, you know, that's it for me. And with that said, this has been episode 13 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Adios.